following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
I don't know what came over me, my sweet and most wonderfuls, but, you know, Fatty has a reputation for being, you know, a kind of a leather daddy kind of guy, you know, doesn't like drag, doesn't appreciate drag, doesn't, as, you know, kind of on the masculine side of things. I don't know what possessed me, but I grabbed a hold of Big Fatty, put him into the female position of dancing, and started swing dancing with Fatty in the middle of our living room with the piano playing loudly and Wes and Gooch looking on, mouths agape. And Fatty and I danced for, I don't know, 15 minutes maybe? We were swinging. I was twirling him. I was dipping him. I was teaching. I mean, he was following me perfectly too, so apparently he can be a bottom when it comes to dancing. But it was so much fun. And he was a terrific sport about it, and it was terrific. I think we looked adorable. You know, big, fat, ugly, bald me and little leather daddy Fatty swinging around the living room to the swing music. It was fun.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Apparently he can be a bottom.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 887 of the BFO for Friday, the 24th of June, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I was just about ready to kill somebody this morning. Yes? Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it's got to be better than Thursday. Let me just tell you something. Let me tell you something. Y'all, you know, I say I don't do the computers or the cellular telephonic devices, but somehow I get put in charge of things like websites. And y'all, you know, like I do the website for the horror group and for the group that puts on the horror contest. And so y'all, I had an e-letter when I woke up on Thursday morning saying, could you please add this back to the website? Because it's just, you know, we just need to do it. I mean, we'll probably have to take it off again, but, you know, right now, let's just put it back on. And y'all, I knew. Excuse me. That is cone flakes. I knew. Y'all, I had to take something off and make some changes to it earlier in the week. And I knew with this particular situation that it was just going to end up causing me extra work. And, you know, I'd have to do it. Then I'd have to undo it. Then I'd have to do it again. And I'll probably have to undo it again. And, y'all, it never fails. It never fails. And so I went in to put this addition back to the website, and y'all, I accidentally deleted one of the pages of the website, and y'all, I couldn't figure out how to get it back. I tried to get the time capsule to bring it back. But y'all, the iWeb only goes one direction. It goes from iWeb to the web. It doesn't go from you can't take things from the web to iWeb. You know, like I had already published it, or I could have gone to Time Capsule and found those pages and brought them back in and put it in iWeb. It doesn't work that way. And if it does, I don't know how to do it. So anyway, so I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. And so then I said, well, maybe I can reinstall iWeb. Maybe if I reinstall everything of iWeb from the time capsule, that will bring it all back and bring those pages back. So, y'all, I did that, and then I lost everything. Everything. Y'all, I was mad as a snake. Y'all, I had to double Zoloft today. I really did. I had to double Zoloft. And, y'all, it was... And the fact that the reason behind me having to do it and then for it to just cause me so much more work, it just made me mad as a snake. And y'all, I hope that you'll start using that term, because y'all, when you, I'm mad as a snake, And because y'all, that is that, yes, that's how you are, Big Freddy. When you get mad, you're mad as a snake. And and y'all, have you ever seen a happy snake? No. Anyway, I double Zoloft, and y'all, I've mentioned on shows earlier this week that, you know, it's just people have been ornery and just ugly, and it's just the assholes, it's asshole week. And y'all, I don't get it. I don't know if everybody is just hot, or if there's something in the water, or maybe they realize. Yes, Big Freddy. Wait, Big Freddy. Before you, I know what it is. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, I say that may be it, y'all. Cause tomorrow, we are 6 months away from Crema Day, dear gosh, Big Freddy, and everybody is behind on their shopping and they're hot. And you know, nobody likes to put up a crema tree when it's hot. It's got to be cool. And that, yes, Big Freddy, I'm sure that's it. Well, regardless of what it is, dear Gussie, maybe it's the horns are too loud. Regardless, y'all, we don't need to be mad as a snake about anything. Y'all just, dear Gussie, because, y'all, I'm telling you, a bad mood rubs off on other people very quickly. So, y'all, don't be rubbing that on Big Fatty. Big Fatty, how do you turn this into something vulgar? Oh, that's right. You're Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, can you hear that? Listen. Ouch, ouch. That's my pork chop cooking. There's my second one. Whoa. I got some
pizza. Yeah, I say, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon. And y'all, whenever you're cooking a pork chop, feel free to call Big Fatty. But y'all, has she let me know that she's definitely coming to what do you call it? Las Vegas? No! No! So, but y'all, I do have a call, a little update on Las Vegas in this next call. Yes, Big Fatty.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
Oh, sorry. Was responding to some rather hot joggers who walked by. Ran by, actually. I guess it's more the correct term. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and following up on your little show I needed to give a breaking news update that as things look right now, I will not be going to Vegas. I would love to go to Vegas. I would love to see everybody there. I would love to personally put you to sleep in person, but it doesn't look like that's going to work out as things are right now. I am certainly willing for things to change. Maybe I need to even send you some scratch-offs. What's your signer's fee on those, by the way? Just let me know that, okay? And it might be good to let everybody else know that. But I do plan on doing Pride 48 by remote. But, yeah, so far Vegas, I'm willing to allow that to happen. So, love you, love your show. Talk with you soon. Bye. Thank you for calling. DoubleJeansGuy.com.
David, David, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to make it out to Las Vegas. But I've got a little update. I'll give you a little update on who is going to make it. We've had several other people say they were going to make it. Y'all, however, you did mention scratch offs, and that reminded me that I've done the Red Hot Crossword and the Golden Spin. No, not the Golden Spin. What is this? This is and the crossword scratch offs that my grandson sent to me. Y'all, not a winner on either one of them, y'all. I don't know. But y'all, I thought I'd go ahead and do another one. Y'all, we're gonna do the cash elevator. And what you do is you scratch the three buildings, and y'all, the top prize is $30,000. And you scratch on the ground floor, and then you follow the instructions. And it says ground floor. Go up to the fifth floor, and you keep doing that until you only scratch what it says for you to do. And then you keep doing that until it says, no, you will not win, or it tells you what prize you won. So we went up to the fifth floor. Let's see what it says on the fifth floor. It says, go down to the second floor. Dear Gasibo, we'll go down to the second floor. And it says, go up to the fourth floor, dear Gussie. And so we'll go up to the fourth floor, and it says, go up to the sixth floor. Dear Gussie, y'all, we're going up to the sixth floor now, dear Gussie. Here we go, dear Gussie. And it says, get off. Ah, Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar when you say it. But it does, y'all, it does. It says, get off. Oh, perfect, Freddy. Y'all, it kind of sounds like what Vera was doing when she was dancing with Big Fatty. Y'all, the second building here. Oh, Big Freddy, please. Second building, it says, go up to the third floor. So we're going to the third floor. And it says, go up to the fourth floor, Big Freddy. And so Big Fatty's going to the fourth floor. And it says, go up to the fifth floor, Big Freddy. And, we're going to go to the fifth floor, and it says, win $5. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Freddy, you've won $5. Is that what that says? Yes. So we've won $5 on that one, y'all. In the third building here, it says at the ground floor, it says go up to the seventh floor. Dear Gussie, this is a tall building here. And the seventh floor says go down to the fifth floor. So we'll go down to the fifth floor. And on the fifth floor, it says go up to the sixth floor. So we're going to go up to the sixth floor. And it says go down to the second. Does that say second? Yes, second floor. And the second floor says, get off. Oh, Big Freddy, again, it sounds vulgar when you say it. Dear Gussie, indeed. So, y'all, that's a $5. I'll have to give that to my grandson when I see him out in Las Vegas. And y'all, you know, if we're going to talk about Las Vegas, we got to start the Rots of Rock. Dr. Stone out there in San Diego on Wednesday night, and y'all, we have elected to go with the two queen pyramid standard room, and y'all, that means that there will be two queen beds in it, and there'll be two queens in it too. Ah, Big Freddy, you're vulgar. But so I've made my reservations. Y'all, I just clicked right on that little link over there at Pride 48. And it was also in the BFO show notes yesterday. But y'all, since yesterday, I've heard from Daryl in the Novas. He's running a little behind, y'all. And so he was very offended when I said that he probably chose the Rots of Rock music. But y'all, he is going to be rooming with Pete in San Francisco. Y'all, I heard the last one we heard from was the Faye Driver. Y'all, I got confirmation from him that he will indeed be there. He is not bringing Mr. Anderson, though. So, y'all, old Blue Hair himself is going to be there all by himself, y'all. And I bet you he's going to be naughty. I bet he's going to be naughty. And y'all, speaking of being naughty, the Mola Man has decided that he also wants to attend the event, but he hadn't decided if he's going to bring his wife or not. It's just, you know, it's one of those things, oh, do I want to go or do I want to take my wife too? You know, there is a limit on baggage. Big fatty, that's vulgar. But anyway, y'all, then we've heard from the Seda 69 that he is definitely coming. And also, y'all heard from Piglet and from Pooh Bear that they're coming. However, I have not gotten any confirmation that Pooh and Piglet are going to be staying at the Luxor. They may be looking for a good coupon. And y'all, speaking of coupons, John up there in Vermont, John says that he is almost sure that he is going to be at Pride 48, and he hopes this doesn't sound creepy, but he is open to having a roommate. So y'all, if any of y'all were considering going and weren't quite sure if you'd be able to afford it all or anything, John, a listener up there in Vermont, you know, y'all, that's the Green Mountain State, I believe. And he's got an iPad, y'all. An absorbent iPad. Y'all, if you're looking for a roommate, if you are interested, just get in touch with Big Fatty, and I'll put you in touch with John, and y'all can work out your own damn details, because, you know, Big Fatty is I am not your concierge. I have said that before, and I'll say it again. I am not your concierge. Y'all, I'm a little behind on the bacon calendar. For Thursday, Dan Phillips, founder of the Bacon of the Month Club, said, "Bacon is like sex in a skillet." Oh, Big Fatty, if only somebody did cross-stitching. Sex in a skillet. And y'all, for today, at the 5th Annual Tomato Fest in St. Louis, Missouri, Tom Coghill, owner of Iron Barley, created the world's longest BLT sandwich. It was 179 feet, 2 inches long, and he used 500 pounds of bacon. Well, y'all, that's not a... Oh, Jack, I see. That's not so unusual. Y'all, I hope you begin your crema shopping this weekend, because you've only got 6 months. And I hope you have a great weekend. And y'all, let's just all try to work harder today to not be mad as a snake and to just be everybody be in a better mood. Life is too damn short to be just be in a foul mood all the time. Y'all, I don't like being foul. Oh, Big Fatty, you're vulgar, Big Fatty, is all there is to it. And, y'all, I've got one more phone call, but I'm going to wait and have to play it on Monday because, y'all, it was an Axe Big Fatty question. And, y'all, the answer to that question is not...
Apparently, he can be a bottom.
Oh, Big Fatty, you've been exposed.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.